Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The affordable housing crisis has been continuing to grow in the U.S. over the last decade, but the COVID-19 pandemic and record-high unemployment have exacerbated an already struggling system. Here in Milwaukee, there are three different groups tasked with solving different parts of the affordable housing crisis: the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee, and the Housing Division of Milwaukee County's Department of Health and Human Services. A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum looks at the efficiency of the programs available to residents in Milwaukee, how they compare to other cities, and how things could improve. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher with the forum, and he joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about this report.
So something that stood out to me in Milwaukee is the fact that there are a lot of different programs that kind of fall under the affordable housing umbrella, and there are a lot of different agencies involved in it. Can you unpack that a bit?
Yeah, so that's an important thing to note, is we focused on the city of Milwaukee's role in affordable housing, and it has a big role. But other government bodies are also involved in housing. So the county provides a lot of housing services in the city, including it really focuses on homelessness prevention. That's one of the things that it does that other local governments don't do. We have a local housing authority in Milwaukee that manages public housing, so affordable, publicly owned housing, as well as providing rent assistance to help people afford their rents. We have the state. Through the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, they provide a lot of support to develop new affordable housing units. So the city kind of fits in with all of those other governments and the services it provides. But like you said, the city itself provides a ton of different housing programs, ranging from things that bring new affordable housing into the market to a lot of programs that help lower-income homeowners to afford improvements on their homes, so just maintaining their homes. That's actually what we found was one of the biggest areas of focus for the city, is to provide those types of loans to homeowners just to maintain their homes. And that's kind of a role that it's the biggest player when it comes to that kind of assistance. But generally in Milwaukee, just in the city itself, we see several different city departments are involved with housing services. There were about 21 programs that we tracked that assist in different ways with housing. So we have a very sort of fragmented system that can be a little bit confusing. It was very difficult for us even to understand what all was happening.
Well, and certainly difficult for people to understand if they're looking for affordable housing. You know, if you're someone who is trying to purchase a new home, or someone who wants to involve themselves in several of these different programs, is it easy to understand who you would reach out to, or how does it work exactly? It seems like each organization kind of moves on its own.
Yeah, I think it can be pretty challenging. I mean, a lot of the funding that the city puts into housing comes from federal sources, but the city also puts its own dollars in. But some of those federal dollars are going out to community organizations that actually provide some of those services. And then others are provided directly by the city itself. And I think that in some cases, those programs that are provided in the community might be a way that a lot of people are able to access them. They might be familiar with a certain organization, so that can be their entry point to finding help with getting a home repair loan from the city, or getting counseling on how to transition from renting to owning, that sort of thing. So that's, I think, a good way, a frequent way that people are able to access the services is through those community organizations.
You touched on this a little bit, but when we look at the different areas of investment, which is laid out in the report, how is the city generally spending its money?
Yeah, so we found the city had put about $55 million $1 billion total from federal and local sources into housing over a 5-year period we looked at, so 2014 to 2018. So it was about $11 million a year. And what we found is the biggest area of focus for the city is that home maintenance assistance, which is primarily loans, smaller loans to homeowners. About 45% of the city's total housing dollars were going into that type of assistance. And then the next biggest area was the city has a lot of different programs that in various ways help to bring more units into the market, whether they're for renters or for people interested in buying a home at an affordable rate. The city has a lot of different programs that help with that and has been doing more in that area. So that started to become a bigger area of focus for the city, especially just in recent years, just in the last 4 or 5 years, the city's been putting more focus into that. So those are kind of the two main areas. The city also does other things, like I mentioned, to help people become homeowners. In some cases, you know, education. In some cases, it's financial assistance for new home, first-time home buyers. And then there's a variety of other kind of smaller things that the city does. But that's sort of the big overview.
When we look at how those funds are allocated, does that seem to stack up to other comparable cities?
So those other three cities we looked at, the total amount, I guess it's a little bit harder to compare, though. Like, for example, Minneapolis does put a lot more into housing in general. They specifically focus a lot on developing new affordable housing, and that's maybe partly driven by the fact that they have a strong economy and a strong population growth that drives a demand for more housing there. It also makes sense that the city of Milwaukee focuses so much on assisting homeowners with home repairs because, you know, we have an aging housing stock here. We don't have a very fast growing population. And also the state of Wisconsin doesn't really help when it comes to home repair loans, which is something that in Minnesota, for example, the state does that. So that's a role the city has stepped in here in Milwaukee, and that makes some sense. What we found, too, some other interesting things, though, is like Detroit, for example, has created this affordable housing leverage fund. So it's committing $10 million a year of its federal and locally generated resources into this fund that is designed to help develop new affordable housing. And then it has gone out and partnered with private sector entities, philanthropy, other kind of private sector organizations that are contributing to that fund as well. So they've actually been able to double the amount of dollars going into that affordable housing development fund. So that's one way that we're not doing that in Milwaukee, and that might be an opportunity that we could take advantage of. And then another thing Detroit has done with the private sector is it's actually been able to double its the funding it has for home repair loans because it's partnered with a community organization and a bank, Bank of America, that contributes, kind of matches the dollars the city puts into the loan fund. And so then the program has twice as much money to be able to lend out to homeowners to make those needed repairs to their homes. So those were a couple of kind of takeaways we had from Detroit, things that the city could consider trying to replicate here.
Well, and that gets to one of the solutions that's inside of the report. So the report both looks at kind of what affordable housing looks like in the city of Milwaukee, but it also looks at different ways that these systems could be improved, one of them being private sector investments. How does that work? How does the city incentivize these kinds of investments?
So I think that in terms of on the funding side, I think establishing a plan can be really helpful. And this gets to actually another one of our kind of takeaways. The city of Detroit created a strategic housing plan, and that called for developing that affordable housing leverage fund. So in developing that plan, they were engaging a lot of private sector organizations as well. This idea of having this fund came about. And so then when it was launched, there was already some kind of awareness and buy-in from the private sector. And so then the city went about actually helping to raise funding support then to go into that fund. So that, I think, was kind of it seemed like an effective way to do that. We also, in terms of private sector engagement, we also noted that, for example, Minneapolis coordinates its investments in affordable housing development with other public and private sector organizations. Generally, here in Milwaukee, there's not really an infrastructure for the public and private sectors to work together. There are for certain issues, like, for example, evictions have been such a big issue here in Milwaukee. An eviction prevention coalition was formed by the city, and the private sector organizations were involved and are involved. And so that's getting at trying to address one issue in a collaborative way. Our takeaway here is that more of that could be done in terms of coordinating, kind of collaborating across public and private sectors, both to identify the challenges and to work together on the solutions.
So those are two of the solutions that the report looks at. There's one other that involves the agencies that are in charge. We talked a bit about this. Could you name which agencies are in charge of affordable housing in the city of Milwaukee and how changing organization and leadership could actually help affordable housing in the city?
Yeah, so the Department of City Development is very involved in housing. They provide a number of different programs related to housing in different ways. The Department of Neighborhood Services, which is really largely focused on ensuring that buildings and housing meets health and safety standards, so meeting the building codes, they also have programs, including home repair loan programs that they provide. So they have a number of programs. We also have the Community Development Grants Administration Office. That office is in charge of creating a plan for how to use federal funding for housing and other community development initiatives, and then kind of managing how we use those funds. So it has its own role largely in kind of guiding the use of federal funding. So those are the three main agencies within the city that are involved in housing. And then you have the Housing Authority that's separate. It's actually an independent body that does a lot of housing services as well. So what we saw is that, for example, in Minneapolis and Detroit, they have a division of housing or a department of housing. So they have really focused all of their programming and policy around housing within one department or division, where the director of that or that agency is then playing sort of a key leadership role, overseeing all of the city's housing efforts. We don't really have a housing director in Milwaukee, and that's something that we think the city might benefit from. There are different ways that could be approached. It could be that programs are more organized within one department, like the Department of City Development, for example, and then having a director who is overseeing that division, let's say if the city were to create a housing division. So that's just one example of how the city could approach it. But generally, we think that streamlining the programming and also having more clear leadership could also help.
Yeah. So this report was actually cited inside of a recent message from the Wisconsin Policy Forum's president, Rob Henkin. I'm wondering if you can speak a bit about that.
I believe that, so Rob's op-ed was, and president's message was about how we respond to both COVID and the movement for racial equity. And there's been we've done a lot of research on various issues that relate to that. And these two sort of crises have highlighted a lot of the major problems we have in our region, and housing is certainly one of them. And what we're seeing right now with the impacts of COVID in terms of the economic impacts, the unemployment and loss of jobs and income, those are playing out in ways that are also heightening the disparities that we see, the racial disparities that we have here in Milwaukee. And so certainly affordable housing is one of the issues that where this really plays out. And, you know, we're already starting to see more demand for housing assistance in various ways. And that's just likely to continue as, you know, as the sort of recession that is tied into the COVID pandemic just puts more demands on households, and it's going to put more demand on various types of housing services. And it's also, this is important to note, is happening at a time when governments at all levels are also being really challenged with their own finances. So we have a very difficult situation here, but I think it's a really important time to focus on housing and to making the biggest impact we can with the resources available.
Yeah. Well, Joe Pietrangelo, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you so much.
Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum and the lead author on their recent report about affordable housing in Milwaukee. Pietrangelo spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and you can find more of our conversations about Wisconsin Policy Forum reports at wuwm.com.